Hey there. Well, it's time to settle in. Cozily into your bed. Lay down for me now. I want you to make sure your legs and arms are nice and comfortable. Make sure your head is supported just right. Perfect. That feels perfect. So, I have good news for you, and I have bad news for you. I'll start with the bad news, and spoiler alert, the good news isn't that good. The bad news is, you're going to make a mess. Before this audio is over, you are going to come. Your body is going to tense and clench and pulse, and eventually you will explode. If you're naked, you may make a bit of a mess, and if you're not, perhaps you will feel yourself dripping down your thighs. I'm sorry. I really am. But that's just how it is. You can keep your hands still for this entire audio, and it still won't help. You're going to come without touching yourself at all. The sooner you accept it, the better. The good news, and I know this is a small consolation, is that I'll try to delay it as long as I can for you. But like I said, it's going to happen eventually. This is just the best I can do for you. It may not be obvious to you right now, but from here on, there are no other options. One thing will lead to another, and then sooner or later, before this audio ends, you will come. You may think you have options. For instance, I'm sure it's occurred to you that you could just turn the audio off, right? But can you? You're so, so comfortable. And my voice is so soft, so calm, so relaxing. You feel like you've spent the last 5 minutes just sinking into your bed, sinking down, 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 so, so far down that now you can't move at all. You can't move a finger, nor wiggle a toe. You're perfectly calm, perfectly comfortable, cocooned in your bed, your mind sinking softly into my voice. So, you see, one thing leads to another. You put this audio on, and now you can't turn it off. You just have to keep listening to my soft, relaxing, seductive voice, word after word, feeling each word, sinking into your mind as your mind sinks into each little sound. One thing leads to another. You can't turn this audio off, and so all you can do is sink, 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 and keep sinking deeper and deeper. Focus on each point where the bed supports your body, starting with your heels. Feel them press into the bed, sink into the bed. Your heels, your calves, your thighs. The bed underneath them is so, so soft, so welcoming. Notice your breath. Your attention makes each breath slower, more powerful. Use that power. Feel each and every breath. Feel your breath sucking your heels into the bed. The right one first. In. And out. Now the left. In. And out. Your heels are buried now, cocooned softly in the bed. Again, for your calves, letting your slow, deep breaths pull them into the bed. In. And out. Very good. One more time. In. And out. Very, very good. Now they too are buried in the bed, held immobile. All you can do is sink deeper and deeper and deeper. Now your thighs. Feel the bed soften beneath them. Let your breath draw them in one by one. In. And out. And in. And out. Very, very good. Once more for good measure. In. And out. Oh, that's lovely. Your entire lower body has sunk so deeply into bed. You feel yourself cradled perfectly, tenderly, almost surrounded, with half of your body sunken so deep into the bed, you realize you are halfway into a deep, delicious, hypnotic trance. One thing leads to another. When you started listening, you were just lying there, calmly, listening to my irresistible voice. And now you're sinking hazily into a hypnotic trance where I will be able to make you see anything, hear anything, feel anything. Return to your breathing. Slowly, a deep breath in and hold and out. Feel your hands and arms resting so comfortably by your side. And let your breath draw them deeper into the bed as well. First, the left, in, and out. Very good. Now the right. In. And out. Wonderful. Now, to get that chest of yours under, you will take 3 deep breaths, holding each one before you breathe out to let yourself sink all the way in. Ready? In. And hold. Hold. And out. In. And hold. Hold it. And out. Oh, so good. One more now. In. And hold. Hold. And out. Oh, there you are. There you are. Your head is the last step. Your dazed, dreamy head. Take a breath in. And just like that, you feel yourself drop. Drop into trance. Drop into the bed. And as you breathe out, feel yourself drop entirely through the bed into a soft, cool, welcoming void. Ease down softly. As you pass through into trance, the surface is closing over you again, enclosing you in a bubble of trance. Feel that now. You are suspended in a vast bubble, twice as large as the room you were in, where the air is so dense and heavy that you have barely moved towards the bottom of the bubble since you entered. It feels like you are completely weightless. Take a moment. Bask in this feeling, floating in a bubble of supreme comfort. And notice that you are still sinking. Almost imperceptibly, you are floating down towards the bottom of the bubble, far, far away. So slowly, you barely seem to be moving at all. But each moment that you drift downward, your trance gets deeper and deeper. And as you fully settle into the tranquil and deepening calm of this place, you feel your mind's eye open, letting you perceive everything around you. You are sinking slowly through a large bubble, but that bubble is itself transparent and floating in a cavernous space. So large, you can't see any end to it. Other bubbles seem to float around you, drifting slowly through space. Some of them shimmering, some glowing. They are so beautiful. One bubble drifts by, and you can hear a voice repeating such wonderful mantras within it. Deeper and deeper, softer and softer, so soft, so deep. Deeper, deeper and deeper, softer and softer, so soft, so deep. Another approaches, floating and sinking, floating and sinking. And as you pass over that bubble, another one floats into view, shimmering like a 20 meter wide pearl. So smooth, so calm, smoother and calmer, so smooth, so very, very calm. Isn't it lovely? to have these bubbles floating by. Stay still. Relax. Float with me for a while. So calm. Softer. Smoother. And so sinking. So smooth. And so very calm. Floating. So sinking. So low. And so smoother. And calm. And sinking. Deeper and calmer. Soft and so smooth. Floating. And sinking. Smoother. Floating. And sinking. So very floating. So very calm, so floating and sinking calm, deeper, so smooth, so calm, floating and calmer, floating and sinking, so very calm, sinking, so very smooth and sinking, so very calm, floating and sinking, and smoother and calmer. So soft, very smooth, floating and sinking, very calm, floating, so smooth, sinking, so calm, floating and smoother and calmer, so smooth, softer, so very calm, so soft, so smooth, so calm and sinking, smoother and calmer. So smooth, so floating, so very calm, and floating, so softer, and so calm, sinking, smoother, floating, calmer, sinking, so smooth, and so very calm, so floating, and so smooth, floating, and sinking, smoother, floating, and smoother and calmer. And you have been floating imperceptibly down through your own bubble, so that now you can't tell whether you are closer to the top where you started or the smoothly curved bottom beckoning you below. The void your bubble floats through seems to redefine depth. You are deep in every direction. There is depth below you, depth above, depth all around you, depth behind. Another bubble with an opalescent shine drifts into view and begins to slowly, slowly orbit yours. So deep, so dark, so soft, so deep, so dark, so soft. As you float through, float downward, you approach another bubble, which seems slightly smaller, slightly warmer, which is actually glowing as you come closer. From within it, you hear a delicate voice. So much pleasure. So good. It feels so good. There is so much pleasure. You feel the glow of that pleasure warming your body, coating your skin as you bathe in the voice. As it fades into the distance, you find yourself almost missing it, were it not for the utter peace of the trance you have sunk into. As you sink closer to the bottom of your bubble, you seem to float into a density of other voices in which there are more glowing, pleasurable bubbles. You feel so good. You are so deep here, and it feels so good to be so deep. You feel so much pleasure. As you begin to settle into the bottom of your bubble, you sense a profound softness, a comfort, as the other bubbles start to recede. You are in the deepest trance you have ever experienced. The softness you are sinking into becomes physical. You are settling into a bed, a feather bed, the most comfortable bed you have ever felt, heaped with soft pillows, covered in clean white sheets, which seem to actively cradle your body as you sink in. So here you are, reclining comfortably on cool white sheets and delicate down pillows, an impossibly pillowy mattress, the softest, most comfortable bed you can possibly imagine. I helped you float as long as I could, but now you have settled so, so deeply into this trance that your mind has manifested this bed to represent the deep, 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 deep tranquility that you are feeling. Every part of your mind and body is completely still, completely at rest, held and supported in ultimate comfort. And again, one thing leads to another, because now that you are resting peacefully in this bed, your arms and legs slightly spread, every limb perfectly supported and at peace, you can't help but think of the other uses for a bed this luxurious. You also can't help but notice that the voice has filled your mind with fog and cotton, that has cuddled your mind just as this bed cuddles your body. My voice isn't just peaceful, hypnotic, relaxing. It is also sensual, seductive. And once those two thoughts start ricocheting around your empty, blissed out brain, it is only a matter of time before they collide, coalesce, combine into a promise of comfort and peacefulness, becoming sensual comfort, seductive bliss, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And as you start to recognize that pleasure, start feeling it swell in the depths of your boggy relaxation, you see it start to condense around you. The thick fog that still swirls around you on the beautiful white bed starts to eddy and condense, becoming thicker and fuller, gathering together between your spread out legs. Fog pulls together, takes a form, and becomes flesh, becomes a body. One thing leads to another. Once a body condenses on your bed, it cannot be just any body. It must be a woman. And it cannot be just any woman. It must be the most perfectly sensual, beautiful, pleasurable, delicate, sexual woman that has ever existed, that could ever exist. And this perfect sexual being, this goddess, she cannot be just anyone. No. She must be me. Hello. Look at me, kneeling expectantly between your legs, resting my hand softly on my voluptuous thighs, my lacy bra drawing your eyes inexplorably to my deep, soft cleavage, forcing you to stare for a moment, an unending moment, before you draw yourself back up to sink further into my bright, hypnotic eyes. You see, it's exactly what I told you. There was only ever one possible outcome. As soon as you started listening to my voice, it was only a matter of time before you would find yourself here, at peace with me. And now that you are here, nestled into luxurious sheets with a mind-breakingly beautiful goddess of sexual nirvana kneeling between your legs, it is only a matter of time before the pleasure simply overwhelms you. Only a matter of time before you come. I promised at the beginning, and I will still try to make it last as long as I can, but this train only goes in one direction, and there is only one stop. It's up to you when we get there. Hello. Look directly at me. Take me in. My long, soft hair pulled to one side, cascading over my shoulder. My absolutely beautiful face. My wide, welcoming, hypnotic eyes. My adorable nose. And my full, soft, sexual, ruby red lips. The tip of my agile tongue caressing the top lip before my pearly white teeth nip at the bottom. Look down now. My full, perfect breasts, cupped so delicately by my lacy lingerie. My smooth arms, delicate hands, manicured fingernails painted bright red. My trim, fit stomach, widening into my voluptuous hips, traced by a thin, lacy thong. The deep crease where my full hips meet my strong, soft thighs. Hello. Look at my eyes. Look at all of me, and feel just how comfortable you are. Feel every part of your body supported exactly where it should be, in position, ready for what comes next. One thing leads to another. You are so comfortable now that you can't help feeling actual pleasure radiating from the bed through your body. Wave after wave. Wave after wave after wave of pleasure. Building up into a constant glow of pleasure. And with me sitting between your legs, your mind can't help interpreting that pleasure as sexual pleasure. Wave of pleasure after wave of pleasure. Pulsing through your body. Radiating pleasure into your center, filling up your core with pleasure, one thing leads to another. Your body is filling with pleasure, and your body is responding to me so well already. Swelling with need to feel pleasure and to release pleasure. Your hot arousal is apparent, throbbing and pulsing so, so softly. I have taken as long as I can, but you can't wait any longer. This train only has one stop. One at a time, I move my soft hands from my thighs to yours, just above your knees. Slowly, I slide them up, 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 massaging as I go, my thumbs pressing into your inner thighs. You feel me pushing pleasure up your legs, dragging it into your crotch. I reach your hips and pause for a moment, a smile curling my lips. In unison, my hands slide inward, gliding lightly over the sensitive parts of you. You feel my hands hover slightly over you, so warm. You squirm to try and touch yourself to me. And you're already dripping. So good. I shift my knees and edge closer to you, leaning forward as I do. I'm showing off my deep cleavage even more now. And your eyes are pulled up from my teasing hands to my unbelievable breasts, and then up again to my red lips, now hovering directly over your body. Remember, as my hands move slowly to your surface, you are going to come. When you come is up to you, but I'm doing my best to let you hold on. I open my mouth and loll my long tongue, and a stream of slick saliva drips down to meet the wetness of you and drip over my hand as I slide gently over your body. Uh-oh. Your body is slick and wet, and my soft little hands are stroking you gently, so very slowly. I am trying to make this last, really, but ultimately, it's up to you. You can come whenever you're ready. The very next time I stroke you, you can let my hands glide over you until you release, absolutely coming and straining right up against me. You don't have to come yet, but you are going to come soon. I'm going to rub you again now, this time with both hands. Up to the top and down to your base. Can you feel my fingers deftly teasing every inch of your body? Let's try again. Up, and down. If you keep focusing on how good every single stroke feels, it is going to be over way too soon. I am a sexual goddess, My hands are much too talented. If you think about how my hands move quickly and then slowly going up and down, and how my thumb is just rubbing against that spot you go absolutely crazy for. Oh, yeah. Try not to focus on it. And you might not come right away. You are going to come, though. Nothing can change that. I can't stop, of course. Once your mind felt my hands on your body, this was inevitable. I can't stop. But maybe you can distract your subconscious with another feeling for a while. Focus on your head, resting in downy pillows. Focus on each arm, limp and cradled by the pillowy mattress. Focus on your back, sinking so, so softly into the bed. That's it. Feel the pleasure of the gentle support under your body, under your neck, under your head, and just let what is happening to your body go on without your attention. That's it. Very good. You're doing amazing. I knew that could only last for so long. Your mind is getting consumed by the pleasure pulsing in your body. Nothing else matters to your subconscious anymore. And that means now, this is going to happen. Still rubbing with one hand, I stretch my long legs out behind me and lower myself to my stomach between your legs, rising up on my elbows so that my mouth is hovering right above you. My tongue slips out. At the top of the next stroke, my tongue joins my fingers, flicking at your frenulum. Again, on the next stroke, lapping firmly at that spot. Again, your body is tightening, squirming. Again, this is too much. Again, I can only think of one way to break this cycle. My mouth opens and I suck gently on you with my soft red lips. I suck so softly, my tongue gently circling you over and over and over, while my hands explore all parts of you, groping and gripping you even tighter. This too is too much. And yet, not quite enough. The only thing I can do is give you a different kind of pleasure. My head sinks down, down, down. My tongue moving up and down you all the way until you are consumed by the pleasure that I give. One thing leads to another. Once you experienced the pleasure my tongue brings you, the only way you weren't going to feel every inch of my wet, slippery mouth was if you stopped the train. And this train only has one stop. You are going to come. I pull my head up slowly, my tongue flicking every inch of you as I come up, and then plunge deep, deep down onto you again, licking and sucking up and down. Up and down. Yes. You see, your body is throbbing and your legs tremble and jerk. You aren't even sure, moment to moment, what it's feeling, but this is just too much pleasure. You are going to come. Like I told you at the beginning, you are going to come. You are going to give me your cum, and I will play in the mess of you. It could even happen now. You could burst and come and let go of that swelling wave of pleasure deep inside of you. Let yourself jerk and twitch. If this is that moment, let it happen. If it's not now, it will be soon. My hands continue to explore as my mouth laps and plays with you, gripping you tightly as I lick and stroke up and down, up and down, up, down. There is only one more thing I can do to draw this out, because you are right on the edge. With a grin, I slowly draw my lips away from you and get back on my knees, slipping my panties off as I do. Your body trembles with a deep need inside of you, and you are dripping with my saliva. Feel yourself tense with pleasure. As I slip my shoulders out of my bra straps, unhook it, and expose my lovely, firm, full breasts to your hungry eyes. Take a moment. Take a moment. You feel that inevitability now, don't you? You're going to come, just as I said. You are so dazzled by the sight of my beautiful, sinuous, voluptuous body kneeling between your legs that you almost forgot. But when my spit-slick hand and strong, wet tongue are licking at the full length of your achy, needy body over and over, you could tell it was on its way. You felt it. I know this entire time you haven't been sure that I really knew what I was talking about. How could she be so certain? How could she know that I would come? But now, you felt that edge approaching, and you know it's on the way. One thing leads to another. Once you approach the edge, you have to, need to, know how it feels to tip over. Let me replay those sensations for you. Feel my soft fingertips slightly caressing you, teasing. You are so achingly close to coming. Remember how I lapped and you clenched, thrusting your body into my tongue as I worked you up and down? Feel my hands tighten around your thighs, clenching at your ass as I feast on your body. Licking, you jerk straight up for me, and I squeeze even more tightly, controlling the speed. As I suck and lick, you pulse, and your body edges towards release. I shift myself upwards and move up over your wanting body. I turn myself around and straddle your head, spreading my slick pussy lips right above you. You throb at the smell of me, and I slide my tight, wet clit straight to your lips. Feel that now with your tongue, teasing at my soft, wet folds as I move my own head back down to lick at you, leaning up to look at you again, teasing, a smile on my face as your body throbs with desire and want, hard to hold back. Take me in once more, my beautiful face, my wide eyes, soft lips, my large, teared up breasts hanging over my smooth stomach, my wide, luscious hips, and there, right there, between my soft thighs, my beautiful, smooth pussy. Oh, its lips just kissing up against your tongue, straining for a taste. No more time now. This is your stop. You are going to come. Feel me start sliding down onto you. It is achingly slow, inch by inch, but my pussy starts to ride up against your tongue, and I am throbbing as you clench yourself. The pleasure multiplies when you hear my pleasure. Feel my wet, tight pussy drip as I lap at you and bury your face into me. I am a sexual goddess, and my pussy is nirvana for you to exist in. I gyrate my hips as my own tongue flicks and licks, drawing you ever closer to coming. You thrust yourself into my mouth, body begging for what we both know you want. Your hips driving into my perfect, wet lips. My body shakes as your tongue works its magic. This is it. My hands reach around you, pulling both of us more and more closely together, and I stroke at you softly, getting you ready. You have been yearning for this, and your body, it's ready. This is the moment. Five. Your body tightens and clenches, and you throb with absolute pleasure. Four. Your stomach tightens as waves of pleasure pulse throughout your body. Three. Your legs tighten. Toes curl as you get closer and closer to a desperate sort of release. Two. You thrust desperately into my tongue, pleasure rolling up your middle, feeling every little stroke and flick of my tongue, my own wetness dripping into your mouth as you suck, and lick, and get closer and closer and closer, plunging your tongue deep inside of me. One. Deep in my pussy, my muscles clench and squeeze, and I am so close to my own climax. You can't focus in just the right ways. This is what you need, and you can feel the lock releasing. It is all over. Come. Come for me. Thrust, fuck, and come. Come. Pulse. Thrust and come, and keep coming. Five, your body tightens. Four, your stomach clenches. Three, your toes curl. Two, lick my pussy. One last thrust, and one. Come, come, please, keep coming. Keep coming for me, you can do it. Five, your body. Four, your stomach. Three, your toes. Two, lick me. One, come. Mm, so, so good. Five, four, three, two, one, come. Five, your body. Four, your stomach. Three, your toes. Two, lick me. Lick me so good. One, come. Come for me. Five, four, three, two, one, come. Five, four, three, two, one, come. Five, four, three, two, one, come. 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 Oh, come. Oh, oh, come for me. Come for me. You can do it so good. Just come. So you see, it's all like I said. Good news and bad news. I did draw it out as long as I could, didn't I? And all in all, I think you'd agree that the bad news wasn't that bad. You made a mess, but wasn't it worth it? I can't make this a completely happy ending, though. Not my style. So, I'm not going to wake you up. You will awaken in a few minutes, once you're done shuddering and shaking, once that orgasm has relaxed every muscle in that body of yours. But until then, you're just going to lay there in that mess you made. One thing leads to another. If you decide to listen to this again, all I want you to remember is that there's good news and there's bad news. Mm.